Rocky High officially introduced Randy Burch as the school's new football coach yesterday afternoon in a press conference at the school. Burch, the former Gaffney defensive coordinator, cited Football City USA's prestige and the Bearcats tradition as big reasons for taking the job. Athletic director Eric Rawlings noted that Burch rose to the top of the interview process due to his enthusiasm and work ethic. Former South Point and South Carolina star Jadeveon Clowney met with Carolina Panthers officials last night about the prospect of joining the team. The former number one overall pick had 9.5 sacks for Baltimore last season. Clowney is expected to meet with the New York Jets on Monday before deciding between Carolina and New York. Speaking of the Panthers, Carolina added to its pass rush yesterday by signing former Gamecock DJ Wanham to a two-year $12.5 million deal. Wanham is part of what the team hopes is multiple signings to fill the void left by the trade of Brian Burns and Frankie Louvu leaving in free agency. Burns and Louvu were the top two sack leaders for Carolina in 2023. South Carolina's men's basketball team defeated Arkansas 80-66 in the second round of the SEC tournament. Colin Murray Boyles had 24 for the Gamecocks as they improved to 26-6. Carolina battles Auburn today at 3:30 in the quarterfinals. And finally, South Point High School football coach Bobby Collins has been selected to be a coach for the North in the annual North-South All-Star Game. With your Friday sports, I'm Chris Miller.